I have had something that I have been pondering on for a little while that God has been giving me, and I actually woke up in the middle of the night a little while ago, and God just started speaking to me, and I was like, "Oh wow, that's really good, God." So I had to actually get my phone out and like jot it all down because I have a head like a sieve, and I knew I'd forget. So there I was in the middle of the night writing all of this down. So I believe this word that I've got this morning is from God, and it's what He wants to say to you, and it's going to be good. So God has been really speaking to me about the presence of God, and you might think, "Oh yeah, I know about that, the presence of God. We've been singing about it this morning. It's been really great, and God came this morning, and yeah, real, wow. This is so good." But actually, what God's saying to me is something a little bit deeper and a little bit off on a not a different tangent, because you probably will go away and go, "Oh, yeah, I knew that." But actually, it's something that I feel that God is saying He wants us to really have in our hearts for this time. And yeah, when I was looking at like what is the presence of? We talk, it's like one of those throwaway comments, isn't it? The presence of God. We've been in the presence of God. But actually, what does that actually mean? And when I looked at the word presence, it was just saying like something you can feel. It's like a tangible thing that you can feel. And I looked up the Hebrew word, which is panim, and it means face. Which is, it means something that's close and a personal encounter, something that's, it's not something that's just out there in some ways. It is sometimes because, when you can feel a presence. And I was thinking, God, what do you know, when you feel a presence? And I remember when I was younger and I was in church, I used to be in the music band, and my friend used to sit next to me. And sometimes we used to be a little bit chatty, and my mum used to sit on the opposite side of the church. And when I was talking and I shouldn't be talking, she would glare at me, and I'd be chatting away to my friend and talking like this, and then I'd like feel. I'd feel the eyes from the other side of the room. I'd feel the presence of my mother staring me down. And if then what she would do was just go, oh. And I knew I was in trouble. That was enough. When the glasses went down the face, I was like, oh, I'm really in trouble when the glasses have gone down. So that's a bit of a funny story of the presence, but you can feel it, can't you? Something you can feel. And that's what God was saying. And the Bible talks a lot about the presence of God and God being with us and not leaving us. And we've been singing the words this morning, and it's been fantastic. But sometimes when we are, like Joyce was saying, sometimes when things are hard and we're in the mundane way of life, we kind of get a bit bogged down. So I'm just getting my Bible verse up. We get a bit bogged down, and sometimes you can feel a little bit on your own. You can feel a little bit like, what am I doing? Is anybody with me? Is anybody, am I just doing this on my own? And in Psalm 23, verse 4, it says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me." So even when we feel like we're walking on our own, even when we feel like it's just us and nobody else is listening and life is getting on top of you, we are not on our own, and we don't need to be afraid, because it says here, even though I walk through the darkest valley, and sometimes life can seem quite dark, can seem quite hard, I will not be afraid. And we don't need to be afraid, because God is close beside us. He's right there with us, walking along those paths with us. And that's like His presence. God was saying, that's my presence. It's my presence that goes with you. It's me right beside you that's going with you. And I also, in Deuteronomy 31, okay, bear with me 1 second, I just need to, I've got these on my, oh, maybe I'll read it from here, it's just easier. I thought I got it all sussed on my phone, but I haven't. When Moses had finished giving these instructions to all the people of Israel, he said, I am now 120 years old. I was thinking about this. Do you think he looked a little bit like that man? Yeah. Maybe not the glasses, but, you know, a little bit old and wrinkly. 120, goodness me. And I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has told me you will not cross the Jordan River, but the Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy the nations living there, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua will lead you across the river, just as the Lord promised. The Lord will destroy the nations living in the land. And as he destroyed Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, the Lord will hand over to you the people who live there. And you must deal with them as I have commanded you. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail nor abandon you. Then Moses called for Joshua, and as all Israel watched, he said to him, be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into the land that the Lord swore to his ancestors. Swore to the ancestors that he would give them. You are the one who will divide it among them as their grants of land. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will never fail you nor abandon you. So Moses is saying, I've had enough. I'm sorry. I'm 120 years old. I can't do this anymore. But Joshua is going to be leading you. But the words that he kept saying the whole time was, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will never fail you nor abandon you. And those words are the same today. That presence that was there with those people all those years ago, that presence of God, he's saying, that's going to go before and is going to sort out those that situation, that's the same that's with us today, guys. It's the same presence of God. It's the same God. It's not a different God. It's the same God. And we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be discouraged, because God is with us. Yeah? I keep going off my notes. Where am I? Yeah, another Bible verse is, oh, my daughter's sending me TikTok messages. It's really not helpful right now, Becca. I don't want a TikTok message right now. Okay. Psalm 139, it says, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say, even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. God is with us all the time. We can't hide from God. And he doesn't want to hide from us either. He doesn't want to be like, yeah, I see you. Carry on. He's there. No, I'm with you. I'm right beside you. I'm walking with you. I've got my arms around you. I'm loving you. I'm comforting you. That is the God that we have in our lives. That is the God that wants to be have his presence with us. Yeah? God's presence isn't a complicated thing. It's not complicated. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes I think these things, like I make it too complicated for myself. And today I really felt that God's saying, let's not make it complicated. Let's make it simple. Dave will like that because he likes simple things. Right. He's a simple, pimple person.
I love you.
Yeah. I know. That's very true because I am very simple. more so than him. But that's what God's saying. He's saying he wants it to be simple. He doesn't want to make it complicated for us because that's not where we're at, guys. Life is hard. At this time of year, there is a lot going on. There's school plays, there's school fairs, there's all the school stuff, there's all the work stuff, there's all the deadlines, there's all the issues that we're just going through in life, all the ups and downs in life, on top of all the other Christmas stuff. There's the decorations to put up. Who's got their Christmas tree up? Oh, well done, guys. I haven't got my Christmas tree up yet. Mine's still tucked up in the loft. But what does it mean having the presence of God with us? You know, like Joyce was saying earlier, we can call down to God. We can call God down. We can call on his name. And sometimes that's all we need to do. All we need to do is just call on him to say, God, I need you. I just need you. Just need to know that you're here with me. It's that simple. It's not tricky. It's not hard. It's that simple. Sometimes it might be you just need to kind of get yourself into that place. And sometimes we have got more time just to kind of just be in his presence. Just be you and God. But being you and God is going on a walk. It's sitting down with a cup of coffee. It's doing the washing up. It's wrapping the presents. You can still be with God even though you're doing all those things. You can still have God's presence with you while you're doing those things. Sometimes it is just that you just need some time out and you're just like, God, I just need to be with you. I just need to sit and be with you. And that's good too. Sometimes for me, when I'm just like, oh, God, I just need you. I just put on worship music. And I just listen to the words that are being said in those songs. And those words kind of go into my soul and they start speaking to me. And they, you know, those promises and those things that the songs are saying are just touching me. And I'm like, yes, God, you are faithful. Yes, God, you are with me. Yes, God, you do love me. Yes, God, you are for me. All those things. And that kind of builds you up and it stirs you up and you're like, yes, God. For me, that's how I kind of go about it. And, you know, we've got a little dog called Toby, many of you know. He's my little fur baby. And I go on walks with him. And I just take my ear pods and I just plug myself in and I'll listen to a podcast or I'll listen to some worship music and I'll just be like, God, what are you saying to me? And I'm not giving him a shopping list of all the things that I need. I'm saying, God, what do you want to say to me? What do you want to say today? You know, sometimes he might speak to me through the things that I'm seeing as I'm walking along. Or sometimes you might say, oh, remember this? It's a conversation between the two of us. It's a conversation between me and God, you and God. Like you would meet up with a friend. You know, we meet up with a friend because we want to see them. We want to be with them. We want to be in their presence. You know, when you have family around, you know, and you're like, yeah, I want to be with you. I want to see you. And that's the same with God. the same situation. He wants to be with us. And, you know, we should want to be with him as well. And it's sitting down and having a conversation. But remembering that it's a two-way conversation. So very easy to go, God, I'm so stressed. I've got so much to do. There's so much happening and this and that. And I stress out my life and I'm God. And he's like, I'm here. Hello. I want to talk to you. I want to say something to you. And it's listening to what he wants to say. It's okay to say those things to God. He doesn't mind you ranting at him. Now, that's absolutely fine. But he also wants to talk to you. And having his presence, it just makes such a difference. And since God's been speaking to me with this, I've been trying to kind of be more aware of his presence in the day-to-day. You know, and even like, you know, I do nails and I'm a nail technician. So I have lots of people coming in and out. Rebecca's one of my lovely people. And, but sometimes, you know, things are like, I'm sat there and I'm like, oh, I don't know quite what to do with these nails, because I could get into a whole nail tech, but I'm not going to do that to you. But, you know, there's different things I can use. And I'm like, God, which one? Show me which was the thing. What should I use? And sometimes it might be something that I'm just a little bit nervous of, or a little bit, oh, I don't quite know how to what I'm doing here, God. And I get a little bit panicky. And I've been like, God, just be with me. And he's like, yeah, I'm here. It's okay. We got this. We can do these nails. So it's calling on him, you know, but it's also like, I also sit there when I've done a good set of nails and I'm like, God, look at them. They're amazing. I love them. And he loves them too, you know. And so, you know, when people say to me with my nail studio, people say my nail salon, they're like, oh, there's something really nice about this room. There's something really nice about, it's really calm in here. There's something different. That's God in that place. Because I pray over that room. I pray for the clients that I've got coming in. And that's the difference, because his presence is in that place. So pull God into the where you work. You know, and people around you will be, oh, something different. And you're like, oh, yeah. Something different. I've gone completely off my notes. Okay. Isaiah 41. Let's have a look at that. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. And that is what God is saying. He's saying, don't be afraid. I'm right here and I've got hold of you. And I'm going to look after you and I'm going to walk along this path with you. And we can have that. We can feel his presence with us every day. We can feel him just being with us and talking with us. And life's so much easier when it's like that. When we try and do it on our own, it's so much harder. I am just so good at trying to do things on my own. And you know, I have to pull myself back and go, nope, God, I'm doing this with you. It's not me on my own. You're with me. And that's so important. It's so important that we have God's presence with us. And I really believe that is a word that God wants us to go away with today. I really believe that he wants to dwell with us. He wants to go with us. This December, when things are really busy and really hard, and when you're just like, I don't know which way to turn, just call out to God and just say, God, I just need to feel your presence right now. I just really need to feel you next to me. I'm just holding on to your hand right now. because I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know which job to do next. It's remembering to connect with God, and that is the little nugget that we need to remember to do. We need to remember that by connecting with Him and reaching out to Him, we can have His presence. And when we have His presence, He's going to give us those things that we need. He's going to give us the peace, the joy. You know, like Ben was saying this morning, that God wanted to give us peace. You know, that's something God can give to you. He can give you your joy if you're just feeling a bit low and a bit like, ugh, a bit meh. He can go, I'm going to give you my joy today because it's good. Today's a good day. And it's remembering those good things as well. You know, I was, you know, there the other day and I was like, oh, gosh, God, there's so much to buy and so much to do. And I was having a bit of a like, ugh. And I was like, no, God. And He just said, remember the conversation you had with your dad last week. He's going to buy the ham for you, remember? I was like, yes. God, it's those little things. It's easy to remember the big things, but remember the little things that God's doing. Because He does provide those little things. He does sort out those little problems. He does do those things. And let's remember them. If you need to, get a notebook and write them down so that you don't forget them. Because actually, when you are going through a bit of a mess stage, you can then look back at them and go, right, what is it, all those things that God's done? Oh, man, look, yeah, I remember that. I remember this. I remember Him doing that for me. Let's not forget the things that God has done for us. But as we go forward today, let's remember to be in His presence. Let's remember to know that He is beside us. Let's remember that He is not going to leave us. Let's remember that we can be courageous. That we don't have to fear because God is with us. And that's what His presence means. His presence means that He's going with us. He's going before us. He's going to sort out those things before us. He already knows what we don't know. Yeah? So that's what I had to say this morning. And I'm just going to pray. And Father, thank You that Your presence is with us. Thank You that You stand beside us, that You go before us, that you surround us, God. And all that's what Your presence means. It means that You surround us. And that You love us so much that, yeah, each one of us, we are Your favourite, God. And You want to be with us. You want to be next to us. You want to talk to us. So, Father, I pray that this week as we go from here, we'll remember this. And that we will open our eyes and our ears to hear You, to hear Your little voice, but also to see the things that You are doing. And Lord, as we go this week, I pray that we will connect with You, that we will just remember to turn to You. And although there may seem like lots of things in front of us that need to be sorted, that you are going with us, that You are there amongst all those things, God. Amen.